Todd Williams, online editor here at the Rep City Journal, and I'm here this week with reporter Holly Meyer, and we're going to discuss her upcoming Sunday special, The Midwife Option. Holly, so you've been tracking this story for a few months now, and it isn't really one of those kinds of stories that you see every day in the newspaper or even on the news. What got you interested in the story?
I moved to Rapid City in the middle of November and was the reporter selected to cover the legislative Cracker Barrels this session. And the issue of midwives came up in the discussion, and it interested me. It was just something that I've always been interested in. And come to find out, it's been a bit of a legislative battle for about 14 years in the state of South Dakota.
Yeah, and it's, now South Dakota, it's a rural state. There's probably a good number of people who were born at home. Of course, most of those people are middle-aged or older, usually not talking about younger people. So why is it that it took so long for this midwifery legislation to come through and for that to be legalized here?
What I found out, which surprised me, is that there's a lot of players involved in the issue. There's a lot of opinions as far as who thinks that this is the best option for children and families in South Dakota.
Cool. So I guess, you know, one of the obvious questions is how many people give birth outside of a hospital now that, you know, it's been legalized, or now that, you know, the bill's come through?
Well, according to the latest statistics, which are from the 2008 year from the South Dakota Department of Public Health, less than 0.5% of the births in the state of South Dakota happened at home.
And so is that all with midwives, or...?
The statistics aren't broken down as far as what type of births and what the reasons were, so I'm assuming that some of those could account for emergencies where families couldn't get to the hospital in time. There was a significant jump in 2008 from the previous 4 years. The numbers doubled.
So, one of the questions, and I'm sure your story will kind of address this, I mean, almost has to, is what kind of people oversee these births, or, you know, what kind of degree or qualifications do they need to have legally?
According to the new legislation that was passed in 2008 and then amended this year, the midwife has to be a certified nurse midwife in order to practice. There are many different types of midwives, but this is the one that is legally allowed in South Dakota. And a certified nurse midwife is an advanced practice nurse, which means that they're first a registered nurse, and then they have a master's degree or higher in an accredited midwifery program at a university.
And while you're doing, you know, I mean, you say you got interested in this, during the legislative session. You know, as you're reporting this story over the past few months, what was the most surprising thing that you learned?
I guess what was particularly surprising, I was expecting a couple different sides to the story, but I wasn't expecting as many different interests or many different people to be interested in the story. Mm-hmm. I thought that there would be just people who were for it and people who were against it, but there are actually people who would like more leeway with the people who can attend their home births, because it is legal in the state of South Dakota to have a home birth and have your family member attend, but you cannot have another legal professional there except for these certified nurse midwives who go through the process and be approved by the various boards.
Great. Well, that's all the questions I have. You know, I want to thank you, Holly, again for taking a little time out to talk about your upcoming Sunday story. This is Todd Williams, online editor at the Rapid City Journal, and we'll be back next week. I'll be with education reporter Kayla Gahagan as she gets the Republican candidates for governor's views on education funding in South Dakota.